where the marsh water was frozen, and their faggots fell out of their bundles, and they had to pick them up and bind them together again. And once they thought they had lost their way, and a great terror seized on them, for they knew the snow is cruel to those who sleep in her arms. But they put their trust in the good Saint Martin, who watched over all travellers, and retraced their steps, and went wearily, and at last they reached the outskirts of the forest, and saw far down in the valley beneath them the lights of the village in which they dwelt. So overjoyed were they at their deliverance that they laughed aloud, and the earth seemed to them like a flower of silver, and the moon like a flower of gold. Yet after they had laughed, they became sad, for they remembered their poverty, and one of them said to the other, "Why did we make merry, seeing that life is for the rich, and not for such as we are? Better that we had died of cold in the forest, or that some wild beast had fallen upon us and slain us." "Truly," answers his companion, "much is given to some, and little is given to others. Injustice has passed out the world, nor is there equal division of aught save of sorrow." But as they bewailed their misery to each other, this strange thing happened. There fell from the sky a very bright and beautiful star. It slipped down the side of the sky, passing by the other stars in its course, and as they